In a new poll, 16% of people say, I've lived in a haunted house. I believe that I have lived in a haunted house. Biggie says yes.
100% I have.
You think you have lived in a haunted
100%.
House?
100%. Which, at what point in your life, Biggie? The current?
Right now?
No.
Because I've heard some stories.
Me too. Yes.
I feel like I've lived, it was probably, so it was fourth and fifth grade.
Yeah.
And it was in Asheville, North Carolina.
And you...
We, without a doubt, and even my parents at the time, because my sister and myself told all these... I refused to sleep upstairs in my room.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I was upstairs, heard things all night long. One time, my sister, we were out playing. We heard somebody call her name,
mm-hmm.
but it sounded like... It was like, Megan. Oh, yeah. We both ran inside. Yeah.
That just got me. I'm puckered.
Oh, yeah.
I'm puckered. Yeah,
I wasn't like a teenage boy down the block.
Well, so my dad always swore that the neighbor was this older, creepy guy. And he, when we first moved in, apparently he said something to my dad like, you got a pretty daughter. Yeah. No. So my dad was like, she's never outside alone.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah. And this, now let me say this too. This house. We were renting it from the guy.
Mm-hmm.
His mom lived in it. We started to figure out the mom probably died in the home.
Okay.
Now, the home was hand-built by, like, stone by his father in, like, 1920-something.
So you think the ghost hung around.
Yes. And so later, when we moved out, my parents kept swinging because we'd run inside and say we heard something, come downstairs. You know, in the middle of the night saying, I heard the closet open and close on its own.
Yes.
My parents, no, you're crazy.
Yes.
Well, once we were older, they were like, oh, yeah, we heard all kind of stuff.
Oh, they told you.
Yeah. That, like, my
they
mom.
They were placating.
Yes. Oh, big. Well, we
had
you know,
to.
Had to because where we were living.
Asleep,
yeah.
Kids, right.
And like my mom said that there were oftentimes she'd be like the basement was where the washer and dryer was. And she'd be down there and she'd hear like the door upstairs open and close, and she'd think it was my dad coming home for lunch.
Mm-mm.
So she'd be like, I'll be up in a minute. And she'd go upstairs and no one was there.
No,
and they'd hear, they'd lay it up at night and they'd hear voices and they'd be like, well, he's up again. Mm-hmm. And they'd walk out to the living room while I'm sleeping on the couch. And they're like, so you're ready for this part. Then after we moved out about a year later, the place burnt down and they never figured out what the fire was.
Well.
And, my parents were like, we really think it was the
ghost.
The mother was like, no one else lives in my home.
We've had some very interesting calls through the years about ghost houses. One, our P1 listener had to fight off a ghost.
I was in the kitchen. I opened up the refrigerator, and I heard a gunshot right next to my ear. I mean, it vibrated right in my ear. I could tell. I hit the floor.
Mm.
And my mother was in the living room, and she said, what did you drop? I said, I didn't drop nothing. I said, somebody shot. And I looked at the windows. I looked everywhere, and nothing had hit the floor. There wasn't, you know, nothing happened. So about 3 years after that, I'm laying in the living room watching the TV on the couch and doze off. And all of a sudden, I feel like somebody is on top of me on my side. I can feel their hand on my shoulder. They're was holding my head down. All I could see was like the curtains. I couldn't move. I couldn't scream. I was reaching back as like I was trying to grab their testicles because I thought it was a man that was on top of me. And like, you know, what in the hell is going on? And I mean, it freaked me out.
Well, I bet.
I was scared to death and I was screaming and hollering. I went back there and I slept on the floor in my mother's room. And we have had several experiences since then, seeing things. And I was just screaming, leave the house. You wasn't invited, blah, blah, blah. And I've never hallucinated ever in my life.
Mm.
I've never had it. But other people have seen stuff that, and my cousin will not step back foot in that house.
My God.
Holding my head down, it felt like was biting my shoulder.
Man.
And when I reached back, I was trying to grab him by the testicles.
Good Lord.
Get the hell off of me. But nobody was there.
That's you grabbing the testicles of the ghost. You had to because it was that bad for her. You heard me. I was...
Oh, you were all in.
Fished right in. Hannah, you lived in a haunted house?
Yes, a very haunted house.
Really?
Yeah, so I am 33. I'm telling my age, but I'm 33, so I was about 8 or 9 years old. Lived in my stepdad at the time, his house. Very old farmhouse.
Mm-hmm.
And lots of creaks, lots of, you know, you could hear water flushing. Whenever you flush the toilet, you could hear it through the pipes. I mean, very old house.
Right.
So one day I was sleeping. I woke up to this noise. Couldn't figure out what it was. Went downstairs to my mom. My mom said, it's probably just, you know, it's winter. It's probably just the pipes. Go ahead and go back to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
So I remember waking back up and having like a fear that something was watching me. So I woke up. I ended up opening up my bedroom closet door,
mm-hmm.
and there was a little boy standing there. And
oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. That just,
and
oh, jeez. Yeah.
I looked right at him. He looked right at me. He said, hello. I said, hello. I wasn't scared. I went downstairs. I said, Mom, there's a little boy in my closet. And she said, okay, we'll just tell him to go away. I'm sure it's nothing. And I said, okay. So I went back upstairs. He's still there, standing right in front of me. And I said, can you please just go away? I'm trying to sleep. And he went away. And ever since then, there was no noise, no nothing. No, I mean, we were having closet doors shut. We were having footsteps throughout the house. Closets or cabinets, when we would wake up in the morning, we would go downstairs. Our kids' bedrooms were upstairs, mm-hmm. and the parents were downstairs. And we would go downstairs in the morning. All of the cabinet doors would be completely wide open.
That's Poltergeist. That's from the movie Poltergeist.
That's Poltergeist?
Mm-hmm. I just puckered up like you wouldn't believe.
Yeah, you may have wet them.
That's an unbelievable story, Hannah. Thank you very much.
Hannah.
I picture him as a little white kid, little white, pale, as a ghost kid. Like, hey, how are you? Mm-hmm. In your closet.
Racist.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, totally.
I didn't know you could be racist in the ghost world. But
in the ghost world.
In the supernatural.
In the poltergeist world. He's a little white. He's a little white is
but,
what he
you know,
is.
It is always little white kids that are
ghosts.
Of course
ghosts. It is. Because
they're most annoying. Look at this one. He's on a leash. Yeah, you know, they put him on leashes.